The ARRO Youth Lounge was busy throughout the event, and the kids were loving it, according to Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, who pointed out that young visitors were building code keys from 3D printed kits and testing them out by sending messages. Saturday's ARRO Youth Rally saw several dozen young people get engaged in a day of ham radio fun. The youth rally actually extended into Sunday with the kids contacting skydiver Carlos Ortiz, K9OL, as he parachuted to the ground with a handheld radio. A little later, they launched an APRS-equipped balloon, W1AW-11, on a hopefully round-a-world trip. It flew into Africa on Thursday afternoon after crossing the Atlantic Ocean. Meanwhile, back in Hamvention, the ARRO Collegiate Amateur Radio Program booth was a flurry of activity with young adult hams for the whole weekend. The ARRO lab tested more than 170 radios in the booth, including a handheld radio that fell some 14,000 feet, and yes, it was K9OL's. It not only survived the fall in working condition, but still passed the spectral purity test. The chance to visit with members was encouraging for ARRL Digital RF Engineer John McAuliffe, W1DRF, saying it was nice to have one-on-one with members who don't normally have direct contact with the lab. ARRL-sponsored forums were popular, especially a new one. Salty Walt's Portable Antenna Forum saw a packed house. Salty Walt Hudson, K4OGO, also had long lines to visit with him and get a signed copy of his new ARRL book, Salty Walt's Portable Antenna Sketchbook. The book, which made its successful debut at Hamvention, shows examples of antennas that Salty Walt has created for his fun seaside operating session. Salty Walt has amassed a large following on YouTube, bringing viewers along on his adventures and sharing his down-to-earth approach to tinkering. "What you saw in that forum," said Hudson, "is where hams are at today. What I try to do is simplify things, go out and try it, and do make mistakes. That's what my YouTube channel is all about." You can read and see more highlights at ARRL.org. The Hurricane Watch Net is remembering and celebrating 60 years of operation. In September 1965, Hurricane Betsy hit Florida, the Bahamas, and the central U.S. Gulf Coast. The damage there was nearly $1.42 billion, earning the storm the nickname Billion Dollar Betsy. Forecasting for storms like Betsy was still in its infancy.